Last year, Massachusetts bars and restaurants marked the usually busy day by shutting down for in-person dining due to the coronavirus. Today, we're still in the pandemic, but some restaurants and Irish pubs will be open for in-person dining, admittedly with a lot of rules and restrictions in place. To find out how one pub has been faring, we spoke with Shauna Guerin, co-owner of Dungarin Food and Spirits, an Irish pub in Newton. She recalled learning they'd have to go to takeout only on the eve of St. Patrick's Day last year.
Had it not been for the fact that we prepared over 400 or 500 pounds of corned beef and it was all cooked and ready to go, I don't know if I'd had the courage to stay open for just takeout. So, but we had all that corned beef and it gave us the false courage, and we started off doing takeout, and here we are a year later. It's hard to believe.
Did you sell all that corned beef that day?
Yeah, we did. And we had so many loyal, wonderful people that I really think from the community came out just to support us. And maybe that they also wanted a boiled dinner. But I think for the most part, it was more about community spirit.
It's a year later today. It has not been a great year for most pubs, to say the least. How's it been for you?
It's been awful. But, you know, I'm kind of a hopeless optimist, and I have a lot of staff that have worked with us. So I try to keep a really good positive spin on it. But, you know, I have to say, I think my grandmother, who is Irish and has since passed years ago, but I think she might have been thrilled, because this is going back to a somber religious holiday where we're all sent off to pray, and that we're no longer going to be wearing the green or breaking our Lent.
Have you managed to stay afloat through the pandemic? Have you been able to keep most or all of your staff on? And how much business have you lost?
So we've lost over about, I'd say, 60 to 70% of our business. And we had 30 staff members. And right now, we maybe have 10, but we had 8 core people stay with us throughout the year.
And what happened to the rest?
We had to lay them all off. It was terrible.
Let me bring us right to today. It's St. Patrick's Day, of course, usually a very big deal in the Boston area. How important is St. Patrick's Day for you for business? And what do you expect today, this year?
Well, so I have to tell you that in all years gone by, I always used to say, I wish Patty had a brother. So it is by far the best day that we have. It is the busiest day, and it is the best day, I think. It's food, music, and dance, and it's spring, and it's wonderful. But here we sit, and I'm terrified for how we're going to have to behave right now, because there's two kinds of people. There's believers in the COVID, and there's non-believers. And get a few drinks in them, and it's going to be tough to manage it. So I'm really afraid, and I don't know what to expect.
How are you going to keep people in line?
Well, we're going to observe the governor's protocol. I sent out a really lengthy email to all the staff and basically told them that everything's in place. 90 minutes, 6 foot table to table. Nobody can be standing up. Nobody can just be, you know, waiting inside the restaurant for a table. Everybody has to be out on the street. You can't have drink if you don't have food. And the hard part about it, Bob, is that it puts you at an odds with your customers, because you're trying to micromanage their behavior. And if somebody has a couple of Guinnesses, it's not exactly fun. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it has to be.
So last question, Shauna, as you look beyond St. Patrick's Day, do you feel like pubs are going to make a comeback this year? How are you feeling about the spring and the summer that are coming up here? Are you feeling at all optimistic?
I actually hope, and I think we will have a robust Q2, because I think people are just so COVID fatigued and they just want out. And I think that people just, when the good weather comes, people are going to bust out. So I think we're going to have a really good spring and summer. But Bob, in our business, our sales are perishable. Once they're gone, we can never get them back, right? So we still have all of those bills and all of those other things that we had to pay throughout that time. I mean, using just an example, my Comcast bill, I have like 10 TVs in the restaurant. I've been paying like $600 a month for TVs that were never in operation. And you can't seek relief for that stuff. So, you know, the costs are just there, and we're sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Shauna Guerin, co-owner of Dungarin Food and Spirits, an Irish pub in Newton, thanks so much for joining us. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Good luck today, and good luck the rest of this year, Shauna.
Oh, thank you, Bob. And thank you so much for, you know, starting my St. Patrick's Day off right.